This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interest of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. Addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today, Modi emphasized that the welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government. He said that the government is continuously working on increasing the income of farmers and reducing expenditure on farming. He highlighted that the government has recognized farmers' strength as the foundation of the nation's progress. The Prime Minister highlighted that today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He said, last year India recorded its highest ever food grain production. He said that Dr. Swaminathan led the movement to make India self-reliant in food production. He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops. Proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha continued to be marred by the opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar and other issues on the fourth day of this week. Due to the opposition ruckus, both the houses have been adjourned for the day. The government has said that 95% of the total 8,000 projects under the Smart Cities mission have been completed. The mission was launched in 2015 to improve the quality of life in hundreds of cities by providing efficient services, robust infrastructure and sustainable solutions. Replying to a supplementary question in the Lok Sabha today, Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said that 7,336 projects have been completed worth over 1,53,000 crore rupees. The Supreme Court has dismissed the plea filed by Justice Yashwant Verma challenging the findings of the three-member in-house inquiry committee that recommended his removal. A bench of Justices Deepankar Datta and A.G. Massey, which had reserved its verdict last week, said that Justice Verma's plea was not maintainable as he could not challenge the findings of the in-house inquiry committee after having participated in the process. The Election Commission today issued the notification for filing the nomination for the vice presidential election. Nominations for the office of vice president can be filed till 21st of this month and election will be held on 9th of September. The election is necessitated following resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar from the post of vice president last month. This will be the 17th vice presidential election. In Jammu and Kashmir, three Central Reserve Police Force personnel were killed and 15 injured when a vehicle carried them skidded off the road and rolled down into a nala in Udhampur district today. The incident took place in the Kandwa area when the personnel were returning from an operation in Basantgarh. The vehicle was carrying 23 personnel. Two personnel died on the spot and 16 were injured. More details are awaited. The Employees State Insurance Corporation has approved Spree 2025 scheme for promotion of registration and employers and employees during the 196th ESI Corporation meeting held in Shimla in the month of June. The meeting was chaired by Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Dr. Manshukh Mandavia. Spree 2025 is a special initiative aimed at expanding social security coverage under the ESI Act. The scheme provides a one-time opportunity for unregistered employers and employees, including contractual and temporary workers, to enroll without facing inspections or demands for past dues. In the aftermath of a devastating cloudburst and landslide in the Dharali and Harsil regions of Uttarkashi district in Uttarakhand, large-scale rescue and relief operations entered their third day today. A total of 518 personnel from the Army, Police, NDRF, SDRF, ITBP and the Civil Administration are actively engaged in rescue efforts, while 814 additional personnel are on standby for relief support. According to our correspondent, clear weather conditions today have significantly accelerated relief and rescue efforts. India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.